How'd you feel overall on how your kids did at the regional tournament?
It was a good tournament. I mean, it was, you know, obviously it's tough. It's a regional tournament. And but yeah, we had, you know, it was a tough first day. The guys we kind of expected to make the finals did, which was nice. That's always good. So we had the six guys and girls in the finals, two girls, four boys. And we were expecting them to make it, and they did. So they didn't disappoint. And so they all wrestled pretty well, though, overall as a team. We did good.
Tegan did pretty well at 126, which was the plan.
Yeah, he may have only wrestled about 25 seconds for the whole tournament. I'm not really sure. He just went out there and wiped the floor, and that's what we were kind of expecting out of him. You know, he's a tough senior, and he doesn't weigh a ton. So, you know, so it's one of those. Usually, you get a little bit younger guys there, and so it's nice to have Tegan at 126 pounds, and so. Yeah, he really smashed everybody there at 126.
He'll have a little bit more competition at state.
Yeah, so this will be a good weekend for him. He was at 132 earlier this season. We went up to Anchorage and saw the competition. And after, you know, looking at it, the other coaches and I kind of talked. And, you know, Tegan's got a better chance at, you know, making a run for a pretty high place in the state if he drops down to 126. And that was kind of the plan all season, but that really solidified it. Yeah. He should do well, though. It'll be tougher than the region tournament, but he looks good. He looks healthy at 126, so looking really strong.
All right.
Well, Jo Lynn was another champion at 113, sorry, for the girls. Yep. She wrestled really well, too. She beat a girl from Mount Edgecombe in the finals. It wasn't even close. It was another good match. But we had
You go on, how does she stack up against the competition at the girls' tournament this weekend?
That's a really good question. Every time she's wrestled a girl, she's won. And so she didn't make the trip this earlier this season to ACS, where she would have seen a few more girls. But she was at the state tournament last year, so this year she knows what it's like as a sophomore now. And I think those first-time jitters are gone, and I expect some – you know, expect her to do well. She's probably one of the most technical wrestlers on the team, and if she just trusts in her ability, she'll probably place pretty high. So, yeah, do well. As far as second place guys, though, Ruby Masson, another girl on the team, only freshman, she took second with a good match against the number two girl in the state. She wrestled a lot better this time versus her. She, you know, it was a tough, it didn't go our way. She lost by points this time. She didn't get pinned, which was nice. But overall, technically, she wrestled really pretty good. Beat a couple girls to make it to the finals, too, so that was nice. Cole Sproul, a tough kid, fast kid, at 138 pounds. One of those ones where it was kind of a toss-up. Could have won and, you know, got caught in a move. Didn't quite work out. Didn't work the way we wanted it, but it was a good experience for him. Again, he's only a sophomore, so it's... You know, he's got a lot of growing to do. But man, for 138 pounds, he's sure a strong young man. And if he can catch those other guys and put the squeeze on him, the lights out pretty fast. So hopefully he'll do that at the state tournament. And yeah, Nick Hofstede had a tough one against a kid he's kind of been battling with all year, a kid from Craig, and didn't go our way again. It's just we're just trying to pick our way through. We beat him once at up north, and the plan was to get a lead right away. And one thing led to another. We had the lead right away, but it wasn't quite big enough, and so it was a frustrating one to watch. And Brandon was up against a coach's kid from Wrangell. Coach's kids are always tough. And he'd beaten Brandon all year, and we were hoping to stay out of the move that that he's gotten with us in the past, and we successfully did that, but he overcame us in the second round. It was kind of a bummer, but we might be able to get him up the tournament, the state tournament, so should be fun.
Yeah, how many kids are you taking up there? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we do. We got seven going, so we've got the two girls, Ruby and Jo Lynn, and then we've got Tegan and Cole Sproul, and then Corin Sproul, his brother, at 160, Nick Hofstede at 170, Brandon Ware at 182. So, yeah, we got a good lineup going. 70% of the team, which is unfortunate. And, 7 out of 10.
And a lot of your seniors there, so they're last.
All of them.
Their last
chance.
Almost
all of them, yeah.
To get some wrestling in. So
yeah. Hopefully it should be a lot of fun. Yeah. Last tournament. Go out there. Hopefully we'll end on some wins, and should be a good time.